Kirsten Bosch has built up a very well-deserved global reputation as one of the world's most beautiful gardens, a celebration of the extraordinary and unique botanical diversity of the Cape Floral Kingdom. Straight Nature has just published the second edition of Brian Huntley's superb narrative and outstanding photographs entitled Kirsten Bosch, the Most Beautiful Garden in Africa. Now, if you've never been to Kirsten Bosch, I'm convinced that this book will not fail to make you want to make several visits to appreciate why this garden and all it contains will draw you back there time and time again to appreciate why Kirsten Bosch is one of the top 10 botanical gardens in the world and a favorite bird watching destination too. The book tells the story of how the garden came into being under the dynamic leadership of Harold Pearson. Starting in 1913, the garden's many attractions today and how they came are presented in a way that will fascinate and hold the attention of those with interests not just in botany, but also in biodiversity conservation and the vital importance of environmental education. The first edition of this book was published in 2012, and the new edition has been brought up to date with details of the array of activities and attractions that Kirsten Bosch has on offer, including new research addressing climate change and other threats to biodiversity, linked to an expanding network of national botanical gardens. The accolades showered on Kirsten Bosch have continued, and in 2024, after a 4-year absence from the Chelsea Flower Show, the Kirsten Bosch design team won not only a gold medal, but also awards for Best Exhibit in the Great Pavilion and Best New Design, awards that must inspire thousands more tourists and supporters to visit the Cape and the garden. A caption for one of the many outstanding photographs the book has the following words, which to me capture the essence of this book, and I quote, "Sweeping lawns, placid watered features, and a rugged mountain backdrop provide harmony and tranquility to the lower garden. Visitor surveys indicate that the most cherished features of Kirsten Bosch are the peace, safety, and unique sense of place that the garden evokes." End quote. Brian Huntley deserves our thanks and recognition for these two additions. His connection with Kirsten Bosch dates back to his school days in Durban in 1960, when he won the J.W. Matthews Floating Trophy, a national essay competition for schools initiated by Kirsten Bosch in honor of its first curator. The topic was invasive alien plants and their impact on indigenous vegetation. In 1990, he was appointed as the CEO of the National Botanical Institute and was tasked with addressing the financial sustainability of Kirsten Bosch, which for almost 8 decades had been plagued by a series of shortage of funds. He initiated and led the diversification of funding sources, with income coming not only from entrance fees, but also from shops and restaurants in the garden and from other sources such as open-air concerts and plant and art sales. The garden could not have had a better person to run it and to write and initiate the production of an outstanding book. The title again, Kirsten Bosch, the Most Beautiful Garden in Africa, written by Brian Huntley and published in 2024 by Strake Nature, an imprint of Penguin Random House, and at 340 Rand, with its quite magnificent photographs, is a book that I'm sure all listeners will treasure.
FMR.